Section 1. You will hear an agent calling from Farrelly Mutual about the recent homeowner's insurance inquiry. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to speak with Janet Evans, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Miss Evans. This is Jim Rodriguez, calling from Farrelly Mutual about your recent homeowner's insurance inquiry.
The man says that he'd like to speak with Janet Evans. So, Janet Evans has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to speak with Janet Evans, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Miss Evans. This is Jim Rodriguez, calling from Farrelly Mutual about your recent homeowner's insurance inquiry.
Yes, hi. Thanks for returning my call.
My pleasure. I understand you are potentially interested in insurance for a bungalow located a bit out of town. Could you give me the address?
Sure. It's 49 Greenway Court. Greenway is one word.
Thank you. All right, and would you prefer to be contacted via email or phone?
Either one is fine. Maybe try emailing me first, and as an alternative, I can give you my phone number.
Great, and what is your email address?
pk2@cat.com.
Did you say cat as in the animal?
Yes, it is the acronym for the construction company I work for. I'm sure you've seen them around.
Yes, I have. And could you give me your primary phone number and the best time to reach you?
Sure. The number is 020-4251-9443. I am generally unable to answer my phone at work, but any time after 5:30 p.m. is fine.
I will make a note of that here. Now, I'm going to ask you a little bit about the property itself, so we can make an accurate estimate of the cost of insuring your home. Could you tell me the size of your house?
Well, I don't have the exact measurements, but I'm pretty sure it's right around 80 square meters. Should I measure it and call you back later?
No, that's completely all right. I'll write 80 square meters for now to get the estimate, and then an agent will come get the exact measurements later on if you decide to purchase our insurance.
Okay, great.
And what material is your house made of? For example, wood, brick, stucco?
It's mainly brick.
Great. That will give you a lower rate than most of the materials, since it is so strong.
Wonderful.
And do you have any sort of home security, Miss Evans?
We don't have a fence or anything yet, but we have an alarm system that we use regularly.
Good.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, I'll go through a number of things we offer coverage for, and I'd like you to tell me which items you want your policy to cover.
Okay.
We'll start with the building itself first. Would you like us to cover incidental damage to the structure to your house?
Absolutely.
Splendid. And the contents inside your house? We usually cover all items with an appraised value of about £200. Would you like us to cover theft and damage beyond natural wear and tear? I will let you know that the second option here will come with a considerable increase in your rates.
I think I'd just like the contents of the house to be covered against theft then.
All right, and would you like any other insurance? Fire, flood, etc.?
Yes, I definitely want flood coverage. It rains a lot here and the drainage system in the area is not the greatest.
Okay, I am calculating your quotation now. It will just take a second. It looks like your annual insurance rate will be £148.30.
Thanks, that seems somewhat reasonable. I would like to take some time to think about it. How long does it take to begin receiving coverage after signing up?
It depends on the time of year. It can take anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks. I would say if you sign up by July the 1st, you could start your coverage by August the 1st.
I see. Okay, thanks for your help. Should I call you back at this number when I have made my decision?
Yes, please. And so that we can look up your account faster, I'll give you a reference number that you should provide when calling. Ready?
Yep.
It's TR278Q.
Got it. Thanks.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.